Wisdom at Bay. Let us again start around 8 lines from the top. Let us again start from the Maisem. Ahu apetrupe yasmi, the Zalman Luture liyasmi. Was an apetropes of Yisaimim that purchased for the Yisaimim the Moish Shalay Yisaimim. He purchased for them Asher. Umosrei lebakre, and then he gave over the shoyer to a roye. Lahavalei kichi vishini lemechel. Now this shoyer did not have any back teeth, any front teeth, didn't have any teeth. Was unable to eat. Umis. So if you don't eat, it died from hunger. Oma romi barchome heichi nidaini daini lahaidin. Now how should we paskin? This din teire. Name alei lapetrope zil shlim. Should we tell lapetropes, it's your fault, the behemoth died. It died of hunger. Omar ano lebakro misartio. I gave it over to Roye. That's his parsha. He should have seen if it's eating or not. Name alei lebakro zil shlim. Should go and tell the roye that he should pay. Omar ano bahadi ture okimte. I put the shoyer together with all the other shvorim. Oichlo shadoylo. I threw it food each day. Lehavi yedin in the loyochel. I didn't know it's not eating. I put it together with all the other shvorim. I threw it food and fartik. I did not make it give a questionnaire to each shoyer after the meal, how they like the food. I assumed that I threw them food, was together with all the other shvorim. They assumed that they ate up, and the shoyer also ate up. In fact, the Gemara, Michdei Bakre, Shem Masoche, the Yasmehu. The Bakre is a Shem Masoche of the Yisayimim. He boile liyuni. Mashem Masocher, it's not sufficient to be Shema with assumptions. You assumed that it was eating, it was together with all the other Shvarim, he gave it food. He boile liyuni, it's mutal on a Shem Masocher to be Mayan, to see if it's eating properly or not. So, the vial, Rami Bachome held, that's so abizai, so, if the sheir died, it's the responsibility of the bakro. So the Gemara says, "Iikab seyde diyas meyochinam." 100% right. If the Yisaimim would have a hefset, that means it died. Now the Yisaimim paid this bakro. He's their roye. It's mutal on him to see what is happening. And if there was a pseide, so hochinami, so with zicha, the Yisaimim would be teveya from the bakre, that, you should have informed us it's not eating, we'd have shechted it. So the zicha atviya on the bakre, if the Yisaimim would be teveya from the bakre. Here we're speaking about there's no hefsed for the Yisaimim. The Ashkechu Elamore de Ture, they found the owner of the Shoyer, Vishoko Yasmi Zuzimine, and the Yisaimim came over to the Moicher of the Shoyer, and they told them, listen, it's a mekach tois. I mean, we pay for a shoyer. You sold a shoyer without teeth. A shoyer without teeth can't live. I mean, that's not, it's a mekach tois. We wanted to purchase a shoyer that could be able to work, not another shoyer without teeth. So mamela, so they got back their money. So finished. So now you're saying that the Yisaimim should go to the bakre and tell them, listen, you should have been Mayan. I mean, there's no hefsed by the assignment. They got paid already. So they got paid. There's no hefsed. Elaman katoy. So the vice is there was a din teira over here. Rami bar Chome was thinking out loud. Heichen edaine lahaidina. Vice is there's a shaila who's machuyif to pay. The petropis, the backer. You're telling me there's no problem over here. The yisoimim did not have any hefsed from this transaction. They came to the moicher and he paid them back the money they had given for the shayl. So shalom Yisrael. So what's the shayl over here? We should pay the apotropos, the bakre. So the Gemara says, Alaman katoin, who's tining over here? So the Gemara says, more de ture katoin. The balabos of the shayl is coming to tine. What is the balabos of the shayl coming to tine? He's coming to tine, amoyer de ketine. He's tining, fine. It's a mekach tois, giving you back the money. You give me back the shayl, but give me back the shayl. That's a mekach tois. So I get back the shayl. You didn't tell me that the shayl wasn't eating. If you would have told me the shayl was not eating, so I'll take back the shayl. Good, it's a mekach tois. You didn't want the shayl l'shchita, you wanted the shayl l'ridya to work. Fine, mekach tois. I won't think so with you. So I'll give you back the money, give me back the shayl. You give me back the shayl, so I'll shech the shayl, so I'll kapon him. I'll be able to salvage from the shayl how much the meat is worth. You don't tell me anything. And you don't tell me it's not eating. Now the shayl dies, now it's an avela. So now I have a tremendous hefsed. So the more de ture, the owner of the shayl, is being teveya. That means that I lost money because you did not inform me. You should have told me that the shayl is not eating, and I'll take back my shayl. I'll shecht it. So the Gemara says, Ma moidin lai made the yoda. What do you mean we should tell you? No. You didn't know that your shayl didn't have any teeth. Mein Joshua, you knew it didn't have any teeth. Now your tiny should have told. You knew it didn't have any teeth. So what's your tiny? The Mekach Tois, it was a Mekach Tois. So you knew that the shayl didn't have any teeth. So the Gemara says, Besav Sire. Now we're speaking about over here that the one who sold the shayl to the Yisraimim was a broker. He was not the owner, he wasn't the owner of the shayl all the time. This Safsira was a broker. He made a business and one day he bought it from the Bala shayl and he sold it the same day. He didn't know anything. He was just making deals. He bought it and sold it the same day. The Zavim Mahoche, Mizabin Lahoche. And he's tiny, he didn't know anything. He didn't know that the shayl didn't have any teeth. So Memele, fine. So you're tiny, it's a Mekach Tois. No, that's a good tiny. He can tiny, it's a Mekach Tois. The Safsira didn't know anything. He just made a deal, 1, 2, 3. He wasn't, he was unaware of a that it didn't have any teeth. Fine. He sold it. You're tining, it's a Mekach Tois. You're also right, it's like a Mekach Tois. Fine, so we'll give back the money. But now the Safsir is coming with a tining. But good, I'm giving back the money. Give me back the share. You give me back a dead share, your Shekayach. You should have told me the share is not eating. And I would take back the share, and I would see that it's being shocked, and so I'd be able to salvage the value of the meat. That's the din Torah over here. That is the din Torah, that the Safsire is being Toiveya, that he should have been informed that it's not eating, and he would have taken it back and geshochten it. Now the hefsid, now it's worth, now it's an avela, and it's worth much less. He's being Toiveya, this hefsid. Hilkach, therefore, Mishtabe ihu deloy havi yoda. So the Safsir is going to swear shvue that he did not know that it didn't have teeth. Mishalim Bakro, and the Bakro, Dmei Bosa Bezel. He's going to pay Dmei Bosa Bezel. We'll see in Rashi, in Tosfos, what Pshat is with this Dmei Bosa Bezel. Lebakro Misartiyu. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, you can't mum from the apotropis. Namely, apotropis ilshlim. Omar, ano lebakro misartiyu. I gave it over to the bakro. So Rashi says, hoyeloi lehoidiyeni she'enoi oichel. He should have told me that it's not eating. So the Ritva asks, we're not talking about that it's not eating. You should, when you bought it, you should have seen if it has teeth or not. Let's not talk about eating or not eating. You should have seen if it has teeth. As if the Ritva. So the Ritva says, on that, and if it has teeth or not, that he wasn't mechuyev to be baidik. Because this is a very rare a case that the asher doesn't have teeth. So he's seimach on roiv. That means started making bedikas. You seimach on roiv. Roiv shvorim have teeth. He bought it. He was under the impression that it has teeth. And he said, if he bought it for the yisrael, that wasn't a pshi on him. That's not a pshi. It was seimach on roiv. So the etzem buying for the yisrael was not a pshi. It was seimach on roiv. The shaila is, there's a no, but it's not eating. It's not eating. But you see, it's not eating. We'll see later, the bakra signs, I didn't know it was not eating, but before that. So the Gemara says, but there's a new time there. But now, it's good. You bought it, finished. But now you see it's not eating. 5 days go by, and it's not eating. So, you should have done something about it. That was the kash and the apotropis. About the eating? I don't take care of the eating. I gave it over to the bakre. The bakre saw that it's not eating. It's not my fault. So that means outstats. So that's how the Ritva says pshat. And that's some purchase of the shoyl for the yisayimim. I was saying mecham loyv. I don't have to make a bdikis. You see a shoyl. It's a shoyl. So I can be saying mecham loyv. That is not a pshir. I don't have to tell the shoyl to open up its mouth. And say, it's a normal thing that a sheir has teeth. The taina was, it's not eating. So now, so you see it's not eating. Now you should do something about it. So he says, the eating, I gave it over to the bakra. So the lawyer answered that, no, what do you mean? There was a lot of shvorim. I put it together with all the shvorim. And I gave it food. That's all. So the Gemara says, I boil eili. So says, no, you're a shame of I mean, it's not, a shame of cannot live with assumptions. I boil eili yuni im oichalim la. You should have been ma'ayin, if it's eating or not. Fine. Yeah. So weiter, so the, it's the Reyes fault. We're back to it's the Reyes fault. So Shem is so, so the Gemara said, Yikab say the Liyasme, you're right. If the Meduba over here would be that the Yisayimim had a Hefzid Tirutsu, so then this was so Zichir, there's a Taina to the Reyes. You were responsible to be Ma'ayin. And you didn't do what you were responsible to do, so now the hefsid that came about, you're responsible for that. So the Gemara says, Yikab say the liyasmi tirutsu. So then you're right, then we zichab be given from the bakre. No, it's speaking about the ashkechei lemore de tura ha-moicha. They found the moicha. Vishoku the mayu. And they got back the money. The Omri lay Mekach Tois. They told me to Mekach Tois. Finished. So my mails are finished. So they got back their money. There's no hefse by the Yisayimim. But the Gemara Alman Toin. Mi Toiveya Klum. So who's been Toiveya? The Yisayimim don't have a hefse. So you're saying the Yisraelim got back their money. So what's the tvi to the Bakr? So a man toin meet ve klum de koma rami bachome eichin the dining. So Mar says no, Mori de ture toin. Vishoyel, the owner of the shoyel, he's being teveya and he's requesting shemesa behemtoy etzlocha. My behemet died, but it's mekach tois. You're right. It's mekach tois, so it's my behemet giving back the money. He has money, it's my behemet. V'teveya is apetropis. It's teveya apetropis. That means that if the shoyel is not eating, so give it back to me. So the apotropos said, what do you want from me eating? That's not my parsha. I gave it over to the baker. So the Gemara said, the moicher is teveya. What are you talking about? You know that the neftit, a moicher is teveya. So the Gemara said, no, speaking about a safsir. Kaino moicher behim is bishuk. It's way that he buys and sells. B'yayim shekona moicher. Mishtabe safsire deloy have yoda. So the safsire swears that he didn't know that it didn't have teeth. Mishalem bakra de me bosa bezel. And now the roi is going to pay de me bosa bezel. Utmiyani. So now Rashi is a kasha on the Gemara. L'romi bachoma. Utmiyani minayim l'romi bachoma dinze. This psak. That Rami Bar Chama said that the Bakre should pay to the Safsire Meibosa Bezel. Where did he get this from? Maloi le Safsire im Haroye. What Tviye does the Safsire have with the Roye? Loi Shaima Shaloyu. He's not a Shaima. That means the whole Taina to the to the Bakra is, you're getting paid, Avalele Yuni. She should have looked. So that is the Taina of the Safsire. You should have looked. You should have seen that it's been Boydik, that it sees not eating. You should have told me, give me back the payment as I could check it. And Shuldik, the Safsire, you paid, you were giving the Bakra money, you didn't give him a penny. You say me were giving the Bakra money. It's the Bakra is the roi of the Yisraelim. They're giving him money. They're paying him. Now, between the Yisraelim don't have a hefsed over here because they got their money back. Now, you're moaning that why the Bakra didn't tell you that it's not eating. The Bakra didn't know. It was, no, you're getting paid. From who? From you? You're not paying me a penny. So you're moaning for me. I should have told you that the sheir is not eating. And since I didn't tell you, I'm a chuyif to pay you. Who are you? I'm not your shema socher. I'm the shema socher of the Yisraelim. The Yisraelim aren't moaning anything from me because they didn't have any loss. They're getting paid. But them was a mekach tois. That's Rashi's kash. Utmiya ani minayin l'romi b'chomed din zeh, ma loy l'safsira im haroye, how can the safsira mon from the roye? Loy shaymer shaloyu, he's not his shaymer. V'nirali, zaktais v'zikrashi, Zarashi says pshat in the sugya. The masnisen, the zamishne, v'soyche esapore mechaberoi, Vishilo la'acha, umeisa gedal. We hear a gemore that someone rented a pore from a maskir, and the seicher lent it to someone else. Umeisa gedalke. And then it died. So the Tanakama said, so like this, the seicher is part of a mainsim, so the seicher doesn't have to pay the mask anything. The shayul is chayiv bonsim. Now the shayul is a shayul of the seicher. So the shayul pays the seicher how much the animal was worth. That's what the chachamim say. Rabbi Yossi says, Yachzer pora lebailim. No, the shoyel has to pay the bailim how much the pora was worth. And Rabbi Yisrael says, lo shnei choyse ze schoyre beporosoi shel chaveiroi. How could the soicher do business with the pora of the masker? Vokimne aloche ke Rabbi Yisrael. We paskin like Rabbi Yisrael. Now, so we see Amir de Kechidish. Alme, af al pi she'ein habaylim balei dvorim shel shoyl. Now, so let's understand what Rabbi Yisi said. The baylim, the masker, is not a bal dovor to the shoyl. He did not lend the porah to the shoyl. All he did was he rented the porah to the seicha, and the seicha is potter for misa. And the soicha, shehu loy bal dvorim, the soicha who is a bal dovor to the masker, ein nechos haklum, he doesn't know anything. Sharei potter bo einzin, he's potter from einzin. Afilu hochi, hoyo v'yesh loy din ala shoyel likvois. Since, ve'etzem, the soicha has a tviya to the shoyl, because the shoyl borrowed it from the seicha. So chiyuvi shaimrim were chal on the shoyl with that the seicha was masked to him. Is hoyl v'yesh loydin ala shoyl likvois. There's a din that you can mourn from the shoyl. He's a shoyl. Yamdu habaylim orishaynim bimkoimon v'goyvim in ha-shoyl. So we see Rabbi Yossi holds Amir de Kezara. Rabbi Yossi says, even though I did not lend it to the shoyl, you lent it to the shoyl, but the schus of the tashlume onsin goes to me, because it's my por, it's not your por. So therefore, you lent my pore, so when it comes to who's going to be reimbursed for the pore, you're not entitled to be reimbursed for the pore because it's my pore. So Memele, so Rabbi Yossi said, Yamdu ha-baylam ha-rishonim bim-koymoy. So the baylam ha-rishonim is oimed bimkoy masoicha v'goyim min ashoy. That means you lent my pore, but it's my pore. It was lent to him. So when it comes to get reimbursed on the shayla, since it's my pore, I'm the one. So I'm oimed bimkoy mcho, and I get reimbursed. Hochinami, Zitrashi, the same thing over here. Really, the Yisoymim should be goive from the Roy, Shushayme Socher Shalahem. That means, Kozman they didn't get paid. Kozman they didn't get paid. They went to the Yisoymim, went to the Safsiro, to Mekartoyis, give us back our money. Fine. But before that, before they got paid from the Safsiro, so the Yisaimim come, to the Bakra, and the Yisaimim tell the Bakra, listen, you should have been ma'ayin, Yeshemasacha, we're paying you. You should have been ma'ayin to see that the Shoyl was not eating. So we are moaning from you, we have a right to moan from you. You should have been Mayim, you weren't Mayim. So you're responsible for the Misa of the Shoyl. Hoyl v'yesh li yisoymim ligvois min haroye, shuhu shoymer socha shalem, yamdu baylim b'mokim ha-yisoymim, so the baylim is b'mokim ha-yisoymim, v'goyve, and he's goyve from the Bakra. And he's goyve from the Bakra because That means, Lamaisa, I'm going to pay you back. So Lamaisa, the share is mine. I'm giving you back your money. The share is mine. So if the share is mine, so you Hashem Achinom Amaisha. You gave it over to Hashem Asacha. So I'm Oymed Bim Kaimcha to be given the Tashlumim, but the Hashem Asacha is going to pay. Since it's my Pore, I'll get the Tashlumim. Umiyu, he having mafsed the Yisayimim. Now, Rashi goes further. If the Yisayimim would not have found the Sapsira, so Lamaisa, there's no Mekachtoi, he says, they're stuck with the Shoyim. Umiyu, he having mafsed the Yisayimim, lo yoise pshore b'momen Yisayimim l'shalem b'zer. So then, he would not say, Rami Bachama would not say that the Roye should pay Boso Bezel. V'yasmi lav v'nei mechilaninu. You can't make up pshor with momen yisayimim. Dektanim lav v'nei mechilaninu. Avalach shev shumag v'labailim. But now, the yisayimim are not getting the money from the bakre. The Yisayimim got the money that they purchased it from back from the Sapsira. So now, who is money from the Bakre, the Sapsira? Vikan, ain't Pshiye Kolkach. It's not really such a big Pshiye. The Omar, because he is saying, the Bakre is saying, Bahadi Toroya Kimte, the Bakre is saying, I put it together with all the other shvorim. Hitil pshore b'neim. So he made a pshore. V'lo yishalim kol demei asher kemoi shuchai. So you don't have to pay the full value of the share, how much it's worth for shchita. Elohoir, now the share is dead now. So you, elohoir yarzel l'baylam. You give back the oil. Baboser shamim. Now you figure out how much, if it would be geshachten, how much the meat would be worth. V'yishalem shnei shlishim, and you pay 2/3 of the value. V'heicha demrine b'gmore mishalem b'zoil. Wherever the gemara says you pay b'zoil, what do you pay a cheap price? Kol zuze shushe shmo kesef. Kashvinem ba'ar bedanki. Wherever the Gemara says you pay a tashlumim b'zoil, that means you pay 2/3 of the value. A donkey is amor, b'peirik mishemeis. So may, this is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara as follows, that the Yisayimim Lamaisa do not have any hefsed because they got back their money. But Lamaisa the Safsire, the Yisayimim became Shemre Chinam over the share of the Safsire, and they gave it over to Abakruz Hashem Mesocha. And according to Rabbi Yossi, they cannot get the revochim, since the shoyer, it's a mekach tois, the shoyer belongs to the sapsire. So the revochim of the tashlume shoymrim, that means that what the shemesoch has to pay, the sapsire is oimed b'mokim ayisayimim, and he's taveya from the sapsire. And theoretically, he should pay the full amount, how much the meat was worth. That means he should have told them, he saw that the first day he saw, or he should have seen, that the sheir is not eating, he should have informed right away the safsir. The safsir would take the sheir, and let's say for practical purposes, he would check the sheir, and let's say the meat is worth $90. He would have gotten $90. He did not inform the safsir. The share died, now it's worth $10. It's an avela. So Lamaise, so we give him back the oil, and 2/3 of what the meat would have been worth, we make a pshore and he paid two-thirds. He pays two-thirds to the Safsira. This is how Rashi learns Pshat. Now, there's a tremendous problem over here. What's Pshat in this Pshore? By making it, Rashi says a whole Megillah. Rashi says, if the Yisaimim would be getting the money, the Lav B'nei Mechila, so you mean that, Men Yerushay Mesoche, Havalei Liyuni, so Lamaise, you have to give back the value of the Bosa, which is $90. But since he's not paying the Yisaimim, he's paying the Safsire, make up sure, it wasn't such a big Pesheya. Samela, you'll pay back $60. Not $90, $60. They're ashamed, they make pshoras. It's very difficult. Rashi is very difficult. But Rashi, he'll have to understand, Rashi had to say something. The Gemara says the May Boss of Brazil, so Rashi. I mean, Rashi had to say a pshat in the Gemara, that's what Rashi said. Ramesha, in Dibras, Ramesha wants to say a pshat. Later he blabs by a tzorchion, but let us just say the pshat al koponim. A little to understand Rashi. Rashi says he wasn't such a big pesheya. Ain't pshia kolkach. So Ramesha says there's a Gemara vaita daft hadikim alam at beis. Is a shemal socho that's getting paid, is he supposed to make a better shmire than the bailim themselves would have made? But no. Whatever you, if you would have been a bailim, what would you do? That's a machuif to do. Not machuif to do more than you would do. The machleik is a meiroi. There's one amoire that holds, you're paying me, I'll watch the way you would have. I mean, if your thing, you would watch that, I'll watch that. But I don't do more than you would have done. Not like the notary and she. The way you would have done it, I'll do it also. Zitra Moshe. No, let me ask you, the Bailam, if you would have gotten a share, and you have 400 shvorim, what would you do? You'd go each day after the meal and check up if each ate properly and have to get dog. Know what you would do? You'd give it food and finished, and that's it. That's what I did. There's another mandayama that holds, I'm paying you. You have to do a netiri yisera. You have to do more. If what I do good. That's, but I'm paying you to watch. When I watch my belongings, I'm not getting paid to watch. So there's a normal shmira that a bailam does. I'm giving you money. You have to go out of your way and to make a netirusa yisei. No, to make a netirusa yisei. So that means every day you go, you pass by the forum shvorim and you see who ate, who didn't eat. That's your responsibility. So, we paskin that netirusa yisayim. Mikadin, that's how we paskin. And so, when it comes to yisayim, we go, bosadikadin, we tell the bakra, you have to pay. Mikadin, you should have made the boy lili yuni. So you pay the yisayim. When it comes to the safsire, the Yisaimim are not money here over here. Yisaimim got back the money. It's the safsire. We come to the safsire, we tell them, listen, want to go Meikar Adin? Fine, Meikar Adin, they owe you the whole thing. But, you know, there's a Manda Yoma that holds that, really the potter. Because, not like the Notri Inchi. I mean, you safsire, you would have done the same thing. You also would have put him together with the other shvorim and give it food and a guten tag. So good, meika din, but there's a svore that he don't owe you anything. There's such a svore. Good. No, you mean, chavu yishleim el shemidu devreim al din tag. What's the din? The din is yod. Good. That's chub in Yerushalayim. To the safsire kemeredn abisalandush. Listen, it's good. Mikra, then we paskin that there's a chiyuv, but you should know that there's a svore in shas, there's an amore that holds that they don't owe you anything. So I think it would be proper to make a pshore. They'll pay you 2/3 of the bosa. That's Aramayshu wants to say pshat. So it's not too bad. It's not too bad. That means, but it comes out that this a Gemara Vayted Avtzad the Gimel Amid Bey. So the Gemara of there should say, good, we pascha like this, but they should say this halacha that that's why he blames by tzorin. But al kaponim a mahalach we have al kaponim that mam nashtikol mahalach. Why to make up shore? Rashi says it's not a pshiya kol kach. I mean, Rashi is the chapelach. I mean, the Gemara says it is a pshiya boy leleyune. I said it's not a pshiya kol kach. I mean, so al kaponim ramoyshe vel magdar zayin. It's not rike de not re inshi. It's a shmire that a bailem would do. You wouldn't do, you, Safsira, wouldn't have done better than this. But there's a chiv, since he got paid, so Memela, there's a bigger tvir. Fine. But Kaponim, it's kedai to make up shop. Fine. That's the sugi. Now, there's another big problem over here. The Ran asks Amir di Kekashe. The Ran asks Kekashe, this whole taina, to the bakre, why didn't you tell me it's not eating, is based on the assumption that the safsira didn't know. Safsira is coming, I bought it and sold it, the whole transaction took 5 minutes between the buying and the selling. I didn't know anything. Fine. If you didn't know, so then you're coming with the time. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you didn't know. You're telling me you didn't know. Fine. Gebaldik. But to be toiveya from the bakra, maybe you didn't know. If you did know, the bakra doesn't owe you a penny. So what's Wilster? You know. He's saying you didn't know. So the bakra is eine yedem nischayavtilach. You say you didn't know. Fine. Bakra only says, I don't know if you didn't know or didn't. I don't know. Maybe you didn't know. So Memele, so you want me to pay? And your name is Chayavtilos. This is Amir de Kekash. The Safsira swears he didn't know. Shkayach. I mean, Anushvus Hanaitlim. Where do you see that? I mean, this is Amir de Kekhidish. He swears and he takes. There's no such Shvus Hanaitlim. He can't say, I'll swear and I'll take. It's a Shrekla Kekash. The Ran asks this Kekash. And the Ran says a very interesting teretz. He says, the story was as follows. And he says, it's mashma like that from Rashi. The story was, let's go back to the scenario, what happened. The Sher died. The Yisaimim came to the Bakre. What happened? The Sher died. It's not a Bakr. It was needing. Now when he sees the dead Sher, now he sees there's a whole pile of food there. It wasn't needing. So the Yisaimim tell the Bakr, so listen, you owe us money because that's your obligation. Then you owe us money, how much it was worth? Then someone goes over to the Yisaimim and tells them, you know, you should go to the Safsir and tell them some Ekach Toys. So they went to the Safsir. And what Safsir? They got back the money from the Safsir. But the Seder Hadvorim was first a month from the Bakra. That was the beginning. A month from the Bakra. Then later they went back to the Safsir. Zakhtaran Amir de Kizach. So the answer is like this. When they mourned from the Bakre, they said, you owe us money. Avalei liyuni. To them, Yizicha owed money. No shaila. They owed them money. Now later they got the money. Now so now the Safsira mourns. So So now the Bakal tells him, maybe you knew. Maybe you knew that it didn't have teeth. So Taran, since already they were, the Bakra was mechuyif to pay the Yisoyimim, there's already a cheskas chiyif. That was Ziche, he owed the money already. He owed the money for not being Mayim. Now we're clearing a shaila. Maybe you're potter from the chiyif because since the Yisoyimim got the money from the Safsire, maybe you're potter to pay the Safsire because he knew already. That's any idea in Praticho. That's not called any day. Since there already was a cheskas chiyuv, so Memel, I know the Baka Zicha was mechuyiv to the Yisoyimim. Now I'm claiming a shaila, since the Yisoyimim got back the money, maybe he got potter, maybe the chiyuv fell off. Maybe the chiyuv didn't fall off. So it's any day in Praticho, any day in Praticho is chayiv. And the lotion of Rashi that is mashma like this, because the lotion of Rashi, he brings this from Rashi, Hachinami, hoyel v'yesh liyisoymim ligvois min haroye, shuhu shomer socho shalem. So Rashi says, the yisoymim should have mourned from the roye. So vaistois, there was such a matzev that the yisoymim were mourning from the roye. There was such a... Zvai says, this was before they got back the money from the Safsiris, so they were money. So now the Safsiris, oymed bin koyma. But al kaponim vaisteis, it was as man that they were mechuyev, that they were mourning from the bakra. This is l'chayr pshat m'rash. And l'maishis, in Mishnas Halevi, he brings down the Ora, which adds him the Rishonim Amora, but we still have to know pshat in the Shvua. If it's any day in Praticha, so finish, it's any day in Praticha, so I'm chayv to pay. Why do you have to swear? What is pshat in the Shvua, the Safsira, is a big problem. Let us just a while see the bottom toisvis, the meibosa bezel. Peirish Rashi hitel pshore beineim. Rashi says, as we mentioned, Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi says he made a pshore. V'rabbeinu tam pirish didin gomoru. No, I mean, and again, Rashi was forced to say what Rashi, because Rashi had a Gemara. Moshe is the Meibosa Bezoil. So Rashi was trying to wonder why he paid the Meibosa Bezoil. V'rabbeinu tam pirish didin gomoru. D'imahoyo moidiyoi. What is the Safsira Teiveya? The Safsira is Teiveya from the Bakra. You should have told me the shayl isn't eating, right? You should have told me. Now I would have shechted it. Now, there was a zman when they shechted animals, there was a zman, yemashuk, when they sold meat. Now, they didn't sell meat every day. There was no refrigerator. There was a yemashuk when they sold meat. If the shayl would have If the Bakra would have told the Safsira that when he saw that it's not eating, would have told the Safsira would have to shecht it today. He can't wait for the Yom HaShuk. You have a shoyl that's starving, and the more you wait, the closer you won't get anything. So shecht a miyad u'meichay b'zoyl. So what would be if you would have shechted it not be Yom HaShuk? You can get a price of a Yom HaShuk. That the big people aren't buying today. The Yochel HaShoy said Yay Mashuk, Shoy Yemei Skoide. So the Bein HaTam is a Mordik of Pshat and Bezoil. Pshat and Bezoil is because if he would have told you Al Kochoch the most money you couldn't have gotten a market price for the meat because you're shechting it not in a market day and you can't wait till the market day. So Mamele, so he only has to pay you the Meibosa Bezoil.